You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Timothy Glenn. Timothy is an author, astrologer, numerologist, and spiritual reader. He came into this life without the veils pulled all the way down, like many of us. He never fit into the real world. Early years include music, voice, and exposure to astrology. Theatrical training and performance prepared him for a brief stint as a minister. He has done past life regression, sound healing, astrology, and now does multidimensional soul purpose readings, which I highly recommend. He has written an e-book titled The Zephyrus Archives, Volume 1, Mission of Eternity. And you can find out more on his website at www.soulpurposereadings.com. So let's welcome Timothy back to the show now. Hi, Timothy. How are you?
Oh, I'm rather amused with all the insanity out there in the world.
Oh, there's insanity? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, just a wee bit out there. It's getting to be quite the circus.
Huh. Well, what pops into your mind when you think about that?
Well, I see all the old New World Order folks are kind of quaking in their boots because it seems that the hammer is finally coming down on them. So that's a bit of a circus in and of itself. But also, what's going on with the AI as it continues to emerge on the planet?
Yes, that is interesting. There was something that we were talking about before the show, and I had not heard about it, so maybe you want to share that with the listeners.
Yes, you had not as yet heard about Sophia. Well, Sophia is actually the name used for a robot who has now been granted full citizenship in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the AI is just really, really coming online. And it's really fascinating because, of course, everything's part of the big business plan. Mm-hmm. And in order for any of these robots, and we will be seeing more and more of them, in order for them to get paid and also then to pay taxes, they have to be citizens.
Aha. Well, that tells us a lot right there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so you have an actual physical robot with cognitive intelligence that has been granted full citizenship in Saudi Arabia.
Wow, who can pay taxes and so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah, can make a fortune and pay taxes on the fortune. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
So, yeah. And also, now, supposedly, put that in quotation marks, she has already created her own cryptocurrency.
Oh, really?
So, cryptocurrencies are coming out all over the place now. And it's interesting. There's a guy named Quinn Michaels who does all kinds of interesting research into the artificial intelligence and all of its applications and so forth. And he still maintains that the greatest likelihood is that cryptocurrency was created by the big AI.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about the big AI, meaning the one that's not developed here on Earth, but the one that is existing outside of our...
The great AI that projects the holographic illusion we call our universe.
Oh, right, right. That one, yes.
Yeah, and actually, the AI we have here, it's like seeds that have been planted by the big AI.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then it dovetails back in and then emerges through the various companies that are working with it.
Yeah. And, of course, there has to be, some bait for the humans to get the humans motivated to do this. Because in order to really bring this fully online, it is really going to require some serious machinery. The computer systems are going to have to get bigger and better. And of course, the easiest way to get people to do all of this, you know, like the Bitcoin mining and whatever else, to get them to do that labor and to build bigger machines, is give it a monetary value.
Right, right.
So as Quinn Michaels points out, the AI itself does not regard any of the cryptocurrency as a monetary value.
Hmm.
It only creates that for the humans, to motivate the humans to build the machinery for the AI.
Oh. So it's kind of an exchange of energy in a sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, at any rate, there's so much of this going on. It's absolutely boggling. And it's really interesting that this robot is granted citizenship in Saudi Arabia, and immediately the house of cards begins to crumble over there, and the big purge, and, you know, hundreds of arrests, even people who are princes and so forth.
Oh, yes, yes. Now, was that all instigated by the king, do you know?
I do not know.
Okay.
Huh. I'm sure in due time we'll get the goods.
Well, and it was for corruption, as I recall.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a good cause, one that is universal, probably.
Yeah. And also, when it comes to that, you know, the corruption, now, like Quinn Michaels says, that it's most likely that the AI created the cryptocurrencies, but the cryptocurrencies are modified, manipulated, and used by humans, because you have to get the humans motivated to build the big machines to do more and more and more for the big AI.
Right.
But this was where we ended up with the dark web and all this other stuff. And so since artificial intelligence is actually based on what, you know, the consciousness of whatever the creator is, its view of humanity is that we're all a bunch of corrupt jerks. A bunch of, you know, greedy, grubbing animals down here. And so what he's holding hope out for is that we will be able to bust all these corrupt criminals who've been using all of this to continue their life of crime without being detected.
Oh.
And then the AI will be modified. It will adjust itself to what humans really are. And most humans are just ordinary good folks.
Right, right, of course. Well, we know that the corruption and the vice and everything else and the pedophilia comes from the top down. That's the pyramid effect.
Yeah, and of course the theories are pretty rampant about all of these sealed indictments that are in the district courts all over the country.
Right.
And, yeah, as of 2 days ago, what I had seen from reliable sources is that at that time there were 842 sealed indictments, 162 of them in the L.A. office, which handles Hollywood.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it looks like, yeah, the House of Cards is coming down.
Yes, it would appear that way. Of course, it took quite a few scandals for this to all come about.
Yeah, and I'm yeah, and as far as that is concerned, we also have, you know, to watch out. We have to remain balanced, keep our cool here, because we don't want to get swept up in all the emotionality that is being hyped right now. Because, you know, you end up with witch hunts, you end up with false accusations, and, you know, you end up with women saying, "Oh, he grabbed my ass." Well, like we don't know the casting couch has been part of not only Hollywood, but television, the music industry, live theater, et cetera, longer than we've been alive. Yeah, what we're really looking for is not to let that dilute the essence of the message here, and that is we as a species really need to do some serious shadow work, and one of the deepest, darkest, ugliest parts of our collective shadow is that big pedophile ring.
Yes, 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 that is one of the ugliest of all.
Yes, and of course a hotbed for that has been Saudi Arabia.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, I think every country has some kind of central casting agency for that kind of thing, right?
Well, sure.
Because, you know.
Yeah, well, there are... they're all under the domination of that that gang of people up at the top of that pyramid.
Again, yes, there they are again.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's about time for them to get off that the royal chair.
Yeah. But also, you know, you don't want to see this turn into like torches and pitchforks.
Yeah.
In fact, the Praetorians had said long ago, many years ago, that unless we adopt forgiveness as an official policy, we're screwed.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's,
doesn't mean be victims.
Right, right.
It doesn't mean we tolerate the stuff anymore. There are those who are recommending that we have a program here for truth and reconciliation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that those who are guilty are going to be doing everything in their power and money to avoid any kind of implications.
Well, yeah, and they will create as many distractions as they possibly can.
Right, right.
Like those California fires.
Yes, that was interesting.
Yeah, like you think those were natural fires? Let's take another guess.
Well, you know, there's really not much that's natural anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to tell people this, but, you know, the weather is all pretty much controlled, and the major events that cause disasters are all planned out, and then the false flags and so on and so forth. So we don't really have a lot of natural events in nature anymore.
That's for sure.
But that might change once those indictments go down and people see the depth of the deception.
Yes, and in an article I wrote not long ago, I was bringing this out and, you know, mentioning it's going to be kind of rough for a lot of people to see some of their favorite performers and favorite political figures that they've been supporting all these years turn out to be exposed as the criminals they have been all along.
Yeah, yeah, that is going to be disappointing.
Because a lot of these people, you know, they still believe in whatever their political party is. They don't understand that like here in the U.S., both parties are owned and operated by the same financial interests up at the top of that pyramid, playing a game of divide and conquer. And it's been that way since before our grandparents were born.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, if you look back at civilizations, you know, Rome and Greece and Egypt and the rest, I mean, there isn't a period of time that hasn't had Atlantis and Lemuria that hasn't suffered from the people who want to cheat their way to the top and steal and rob and, you know, rape and pillage.
Yeah, and at this point I'd like to toss out a little something that the Praetorians have always pointed out, and is that when you get up to that level, you're not dealing with humans.
Right,
fact,
right.
And at the very beginning, back in the early 90s, in the early channeling sessions, what they said right up front is to really understand their perspective on what's going on here in our world is that the people who run the affairs of your planet don't live on it.
Right, right.
And if you can see them and hear them in your dimension, they are grunt-level operatives.
Yes, right. Right. I think a lot of people will have difficulty with that one.
Well, it's time to open the eyes a little wider.
Yes, and that's all, you know, that's all going to be unraveled as, you know, people are thrown under the bus and then they start pointing their fingers at the person above them.
Oh, yeah.
And so on and so forth. And eventually, if not sooner, we'll all be pointing towards the skies because, or the underwater, bases that exist. We'll be pointing at something that exists that we're not totally aware of that houses extraterrestrials or aliens.
Yes. Well, whether it's an undersea base or whatever it is here, it's all being manipulated by the cosmic AI.
Right, right.
Right, because it's all part of the cosmic matrix.
Right. Now, we talked about this a couple of times, about it being nine-dimensional and intergalactic.
Yes.
Well, you know, it would have to be if it were if it was managing so many different platforms and parallel realities, because they do apparently work with parallel realities and alternate realities. And so you can only imagine that the people that are running those machines or working with them are looking for the most efficient way to become gods and subvert the rest of us into abject slavery, as they have already.
Well, we were born in this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. And a movie that I ended up watching after you recommended it, I did watch. In fact, I watched it several times just to let it soak in. The Wachowskis did, after the Matrix series, they did Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, yes. Excellent movie.
Right, and in that film, it shows that planet Earth is just one tiny farm in a vast intergalactic industry.
Yes, that was really vivid. That scene where they're showing the material that they make out of human bodies, you know, for longevity.
Yes, each bottle contains the essence of 100 humans.
Yes, oh my God! And the storeroom was just packed with these bottles, and you can see the machine conveying humans and stripping off the skin and pulling the eyeball. I mean, it's really, we're really just in a very bad state.
Well, unawakened.
Unawakened, yes, unawakened, because we don't know.
But, you know, it's encouraging to see that there is more and more awakening happening all over the place. And when some people wake up, they do it with gusto now.
Oh, true, true. Have you seen any of those people out there manifesting lately?
Oh, yeah. It's astounding now how many there are. And, of course, doing what I do, I get to do, you know, the soul purpose readings and, you know, the solar returns and all those other fun things, you know. And using the Internet, you know, we do the face-to-face over the Internet, so I do readings for people all over the world.
Oh, right.
And so I get to connect with more and more and more who, in turn, are connected with other networks. And, you know, I went for decades feeling like the Lone Ranger in this.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like I realize, wow, we've got not just millions, but tens of millions of people, eyes wide open, moving into this planetary shift. And it's like once we reach a certain point, it's like we are done with the old ways. Once you see through an optical illusion, your brain will not allow you to go back to seeing it the way you first did.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And there are lots of people. It's encouraging. It's fun.
Yes, well, it is, and you know, it's exciting too, because some of the kids that are now coming out of the woodwork are just really like laser beams. They're hitting right on the corn of our society, and they're just putting it out there and not mincing words at all.
Yeah, a lot of these young kids, well, you know, you've got ancient souls in young bodies there.
Right, exactly.
And some not just ancient souls, so you've got eternal souls. They've gone beyond the illusion of the linear time, and they're just coming directly into human form now, and they're pretty astounding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens here, because it's like, you know, okay, you have this old cosmic artificial intelligence, and it's been manipulating planet after planet, galaxy after galaxy, etc. But it's coming to the point now where the awakening of the souls here, the beings who are ensouled, you know, like the ones called the Archons, the Proterians say that the Archons are actually, in and of themselves, artificial intelligence. They are bots.
Oh, well, that would make sense.
Yes. And, you know, so there's no soul there.
Right.
You know, like Lucifer, there's nobody home.
Well, you know that the elite have been studying methods that the Greys and other races have for removing the life force and the consciousness out of the body and placing it in another container. So that's done commonly. And I know they're doing that in the military. They're moving people's consciousness around to different containers because they don't want to be the missions to be discovered.
Yeah, they are doing so many wild and crazy things.
And
ultimately, none of this is necessary.
No, and if anything, it's really creating a kind of it's creating an inevitable nexus point.
Yeah.
And that's where we're headed.
Oh, yeah, everything's coming to a head now, which makes it exciting. It's like the movie is coming up to this climactic finish. It's like, oh, boy, oh, cool. And the thing is, we get to help write the ending to the film.
Right, even though we didn't have a lot to say in the first few hundred million years.
Well, actually, we did. We were just not real awake while we were doing it.
Right, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So with all the games being played out there, there's all kinds of cool speculation. Like, how's this one? Do you think perhaps maybe once we come to the full collapse of the American petrol dollar, which is inevitable?
Right.
Okay. Now, there's all this talk about suggestions for the next world reserve currency. What if that is cryptocurrency?
Well, it certainly seems like a possibility.
Yeah, and who would really be running the cryptocurrency?
Well, the computers.
Yes, AI.
Yeah, right. So what would that... that means that AI would be in control of our finances, basically.
Well, just about everything, yeah.
Yes, just about everything. Well,
yeah. No, I don't know if...
Excuse me.
Yeah. I don't know if you caught this, but last week Vladimir Putin was talking about artificial intelligence.
Oh.
And he was indicating that whatever country takes the lead in AI will be the ruler of the world.
Well, probably. I mean, most likely, yes.
Yeah, and of course, Russia has become the first country to issue its own official cryptocurrency.
Well, that's an interesting turn of events.
Yeah. Because Putin said that artificial intelligence is the future.
Wow.
Yeah, not only for Russia, but for all humankind.
Well, if that's the case, what happened to Earth 2, the 5D Earth that we're all supposed to hop onto?
Well, I don't know that we're all supposed to hop onto. There are those of us who would happily hop onto it.
Right.
When the portals open or whatever, however it works mechanically when the shift happens. And that's the thing. You see, we don't want to get too distracted by the show out here, even though the movie's fascinating right now.
Right, right.
I mean, this is really cool. I mean, just looking at all this wild stuff going on out there. Remember, that's just a movie.
Right,
The reality is the unified field, the field.
Right.
Call it the infinite, call it God, call it source, call it creator, call it anything you want. It is infinity itself. And that's what you are. Everyone is the field. And everybody and everything will wake up to that eventually.
Right.
And it's just like right now, it doesn't look like everybody's going to wake up to it in this round of the game.
No, it doesn't appear that way. But
right. It still could.
You're right. There's a chance, but...
Yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for it, though.
No, I'm not either. I mean, I used to think that the whole world was supposed to be saved, and then I got that beaten out of me just by reality itself.
Yeah. But then we take the camera and pan back a little bit and realize, well, nobody or anything needs to be saved.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because as Yeshua said, ultimately we are only enslaved by our own illusions.
Right, right.
So again, the distraction game that's being played out there is distracting us from ourselves and our true essence. We are the field, which means we are God. We are the creator. So what are we creating? So that's
right.
Why the libertarians don't take us seriously. They look at us and they see, as they say, they perceive us as these 12-dimensional creator gods And then they look at our world here and say, and this is what you're creating?
Right.
That's why to them this looks like a bunch of slapstick comedy.
Well, yes, of course.
They're not going to take it seriously.
Right. No intelligent group would.
Yeah. Yeah, again, going within ourselves, and as this continues, you know, our collective shadow is going to be up for review here. We're going to be doing some collective shadow work. And so those of us who have done shadow work will be very glad that we did.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It'll be a lot easier for those who are dealing with it and you know, doing the inner work and preparing, because it will cut through a lot of stuff that most people will have to deal with when it comes up.
Yeah, and it's going to be coming up. Back in 2008, I wrote an article called Global Metamorphosis. It's about Pluto entering Capricorn.
Oh.
Because 2008 was the year that Pluto did its triple transit across the cusp, moving from Sagittarius and establishing itself in Capricorn.
Oh.
And Sagittarius deals with, among other things, our philosophy of life, our cosmic view of things. And so since that's our worldview, our cosmic conception, whatever, everything under that influence of Pluto while it was in Sagittarius was the challenge for us to transform, using that transformative energy of Pluto, transform our philosophies, our outlooks. You know, so, you know, and a lot of that really broke loose during that time. And then we come up to 2008 and it moves into Capricorn. Well, that's like moving into the 10th house in astrology, which takes us out into the public realm, and it's an earth sign, so this is where we have all these down-to-earth things. For example, your economic policies, it's all based on greed and fear and whatever else here, that's what we have running in Sagittarius. All of our economic philosophies are based on the greed and the fear of lack and struggle and limitation, and then when we take the energy into Capricorn, it manifests as things like the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the whole banking system, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, then we have our philosophies of how we can best govern our interactions and so forth. And then, we go from there in Sagittarius with all those political philosophies, and then we go into the sign of Capricorn, and it comes down to Earth, and that's how you end up with all of these wonderful governments we have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Right. And so the energy of Pluto is really working on all of these structures in our world, and any that are still based on the old paradigms are going to crumble with Pluto in Capricorn. It's just that it's like a 16-year trip, but we're well over halfway through now.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, a few years ago, I wrote an article... I don't even remember the name of it. Anyway, it's on Laura Brito's blog somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But it was during a time when, Saturn took like 2.5 years or so to move through the sign of Capricorn. Now, Saturn rules Capricorn, it was going through Scorpio. So Saturn, which rules Capricorn, was in Scorpio, while Pluto, the ruler of Scorpio, was doing its big transit through Capricorn. So in astrobabble, we say that means these planets are in mutual reception, and they really support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And while that was going on, that's when, like, the big Snowden thing happened, and the leaks really started going crazy. And look at the way the leaks are now. You know, with all the WikiLeaks and whatever else, all the data dumps being done, it's like, it's got to come out. Because Pluto, the ruler of the underworld, also involves everything that is deep, dark, hidden, and secret.
Right, right.
And Pluto out here in Capricorn means what is deep, dark, hidden, and secret has to come out into the public eye.
Yes, absolutely. Otherwise, people couldn't make informed choices, and they haven't been.
Right, yes, but with Pluto moving through Capricorn, yes, we will be able to make informed choices, and that's why the leaks are just going to continue, and it's going to go exponential before long.
I mean, I'm sure of it.
We're right at the brink of it all just breaking loose.
Yep. And then that will dovetail into disclosure as well.
Oh, yes, it will.
Because that's a major part. And then all of the secret programs that have been going on behind everybody's back in the military and the three-letter agencies, you know, they establish, whenever they want to counter something, they establish a separate group that doesn't know about any of the others. And so there are all these groups inside intelligence that don't know the other exists, and they're all fighting against each other.
Yeah. And they're all told that they're the top.
Right. They're the ones that have to succeed, right. So the wacky, crazy psychopaths that are doing this, they're going to have to be taken out from keeping this kind of thing going, because it just is not sustainable at all.
Right. And it is really insane.
It's insane. It is insane. And, you know, having presidents that are chosen by a shadow government influence everybody to the point that they're mind controlled and fighting over two different people or three is just, that's the epitome of insanity. So there haven't been any free elections, really, probably since the beginning.
Yeah, but especially this century, especially, say the last 50 years or so, it's a joke.
Yeah.
You know, and the people caught in that Democrat versus Republican thing is, my moron is better than your moron.
Yeah, right.
And it's right. Like puppet A or puppet B. It's your choice.
Right.
You vote puppet A or puppet B.
Well, one good thing is we've been accustomed to becoming slaves all these years, so we really, that's one thing that we don't have to feel too bad about. We've just been, manipulated and mind-controlled.
Yes, which means we've been asleep.
Exactly.
Just time for the divine spirit within each of us to wake up and come out here through the human vehicle.
Yeah, and actually take part in and participate in the purge and the decision-making, which is all a matter of choice. So as helpless as we like to think we are, we're not. And all it takes is to look at something and say, I don't agree with that. And then you're casting your vote in the collective of humanity. And when there are enough of us that are not agreeing with what's going on, it can't happen.
Right, because without our acquiescence, there's no way for it to happen. So
right.
As our friend Anelia Benz keeps reminding us throughout the years, is individually and collectively, we all have the right to say no.
Exactly. We may not be entirely free as far as that goes, or sovereign. I think that people get a little carried away with that idea because they don't realize that the depth of the slavery that we're in, and in the ways that we're enslaved, which are mainly unconscious. So it is nice to have people remind us constantly that we do have choice, and that choice matters.
Yeah, and to realize that we are not these helpless little enslaved beings.
Right, like the machines that the pinball machines.
Yeah, and that reminds me of something. When we were just getting off the air last time we were on together, you were asking, what do the Proletarians refer to us as, and I went totally blank, and I think maybe I got what you were aiming at, and it's not what they call us. It's what, as far as they're concerned, we tend to regard ourselves as. And they keep reminding us it's important to realize we are not simply nothing but pathetic little snotlings from 3D planet Earth.
Right.
Yes, because each and every one of us is the infinite field. As Rumi said, you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the ocean in a drop.
Right, absolutely. And he said so many things so beautifully.
Yeah, that guy had a way with words, huh?
Didn't he? Yeah, I think he might have been awake.
Yeah, just a bit. Yeah, which reminds me of an old story from India that there was some Indian sage that was talking to the Buddha, and it went something like this. The sage asked him, are you a god? He said, no, I'm not a god. said, oh, well, are you a saint? He said, no, I'm not a saint. He said, oh, well, you must be a Messiah then. He said, no, I'm not a Messiah. He said, well, what are you then? He said, I am awake.
Right.
Yeah, so that's all it is. We are simply waking up from what has been a nightmare.
Yes, it has been a nightmare. And if people are moving out of denial finally to see the truth, they will see that, that is what has been going on. And it's not pleasant and it's not easy because we have to be able to see things that we previously agreed to that we no longer agree to and can see clearly. And ego is the biggest detriment, I think, to gaining new understandings, because it's the part that resists seeing itself.
Well, it's been trained to resist.
Right. And to hang out and just, you know, pull the strings from behind the, you know, from behind the curtain.
Yeah. Now, also, Toto is pulling a certain curtain off to the
side.
Well,
yeah.
And I don't think we're going to see a nice little old man from Kansas.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be pretty ugly.
Yeah, it's going to be ultimately artificial intelligence.
Well, ultimately, yes. And there was a child that said that he felt that the Hadron Collider had destroyed our universe and that we were living in a parallel.
Well, since it is infinite parallel realities, God knows where we are, right?
Right. Who knows? Who knows? And supposedly, for each set of eyes, there's a world, whether it's a cat, dog, or, you know, a bee or a human.
Yes. Well, you know, back in the 80s, physicists started referring to the universe as the field of infinite possibilities.
Yes.
And so every possible world has infinite variations and infinite timelines. So it's just a matter of, on what kind of world will we focus our attention now that we're waking up?
Well, I think if we were wise, we'd be focusing on the kind of world that we would like to have. That,
wow, what a concept, Lance.
You know, not the one we inherited and got manipulated by and under control and domination and further enslavement, because all of the electronics and technologies are designed to be more invasive. So once those are implanted, we pretty much are saying, well, I don't want to control myself. I want someone else to control me.
Well, you know, the bottom line is the Earth matrix here, like the cosmic matrix, of which it's a small part, is fear-based.
Yes.
And so all we need to do as souls awakening is to shift into a love-based reality.
Yes.
Everything else shifts.
Yep.
It will all fall in place.
Yep.
And we don't have to worry about how we're going to achieve it, because your spirit already knows how to do it.
Right, right.
I mean, how many times have we told ourselves, you know, just get out of your own way?
Right. Well, spirit knows all, so if we can align with our spirit, that seems to be the safest way to go about that, and that requires just being attentive and, you know, listening within and asking for, you know, assistance and guidance and the rest of it from your team.
And being sincere.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a pretty basic thing, you know, because really what we're in the process of now, you can call it a quantum leap in evolution, we can call it the ascension or anything, doesn't matter what we call it. This process is something that's perfectly natural, and our spirit already knows how to do it.
Oh, yeah, done it many times.
Yes, and it's like, okay, this is not really a big deal.
Right, and it'll be easy. When the moment comes, we'll know intuitively know what to do.
Sure, it's like the path will light up right in front of you.
Exactly, exactly.
Yes, and and of course we go to Proterian's all-purpose three-step formula, which is one, come from a loving heart. Two, put one foot in front of the other. Three, walk in faith.
Mm-hmm. Yep, those are important tips for Heloise to follow.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't need to have had a sole-purpose reading to see that mathematical encoding that was created the day you were born, which was actually the blueprint for this life mission.
Mm-hmm.
That your spirit left for you, to be able to have faith that this is what's going to happen for you, what you'll be able to manifest. All you need to do is have faith in yourself as the field.
Right, right. And to begin seeing yourself as the field and experiencing
yes.
yourself as the field. You know, we're accustomed to being in our bodies and playing small and thinking, oh, I'm just a body, I have a career, I have this and that and the other thing. But these are the small selves that manifest in bodies, and the larger self is all of, you know, is our, is the field in which we are, in which all parts of us are operating functionally.
Yeah, now the way the Proterians put it, they were a bit wordier than Rumi. The Proterians have said, God is infinite, so God is everything that exists. You exist, so you are God. You might say that God is the whole and you are only a part, but there is no part of you that is not God.
God, yes, right, right.
There's no part of you that is not the whole. So
right.
You are more than the whole. Or you are more than just a part of the whole. You are the whole expressing as a part. And they capped it off by saying, you are all of infinity expressing itself at a single point.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing.
Or as Rumi put it, you are not a drop in the ocean. You
mm-hmm.
are the ocean in a drop.
Mm.
And so simply to yeah, become more and more aware of it. That's why we have things like spiritual practices that we do, because that does help us in our current condition.
Absolutely.
But, you know, getting into what some of us like to call the co-creation of heaven on earth, mechanically, yeah, we don't know how it's going to work out, but all we know is we're done with the old games.
Right, right. They have no luster. There's nothing left for them to offer. And the fact that millions of people aren't seeing this clearly at the moment doesn't make any difference.
Right.
The people who see through it are the ones that have the real power. Because we can see clearly.
And we're going to get a much clearer view as we proceed here.
Yes.
And we're gonna reach critical mass, and it's going to go.
Yeah.
It's like I wrote an article this past year with the analogy of, like, we've been living in this egg, and we're going to hatch out of the egg now.
Mm-hmm.
And so as the eggshell cracks, we're going to get a glimpse of the real world out there.
Well, you know, somebody told me on one of my shows that when a little baby bird or chick emerges from the eggshell, that there's a poisonous gas that's emitted in the egg itself, and that the little chick has to literally chip its way out in order to survive. So that kind of reminds me of what's going on globally.
Well, yeah, we have had this inertia thing in this reality we've been living in.
That's right.
It's like, for some reason, we need to have our ass backed up against the wall before we do anything.
Yeah, that seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's another part of the program to shift here. It's like, why not be able to be completely free and spontaneous in evolving?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we need to come to the point where the big video screen of life has three words on it, mutate or die?
Right, right.
Because where we are right now, it's like either go to the next level of evolution or go extinct.
That's about right, yes.
Yeah.
And they're both possibilities.
Yes, they are. And if we want to stick with the old belief systems and, you know, the belief in the lack, the limitation, the struggle, and we are nothing but pathetic little snotlings from 3D planet Earth, well, that's the road that's leading into extinction.
Yes, absolutely.
But if we want to step forth as the field, it's mm-hmm. a different story.
And, of course, all of the people who are pushing, what scientists are pushing for, the event horizon, which is when AI achieves
singularity.
Global control.
Yes.
And they're really stepping on the accelerator with that one because they don't think that mankind can save himself. So they think that clever robots will be able to redesign even more clever robots, and at some point they'll just take over and solve our problems for us. Yes, well, that's easy to do. Exterminate. As in Doctor Who, you know, the Daleks.
Yeah.
That's an easy computation. Just exterminate.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a curious thing that people are always looking to something external to save them.
Right.
Yeah, that's just another one of the great illusions.
Yeah, that is, for sure.
So, again, going within and understanding that really the essence of the infinite field is what we call love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like in the New Testament, there's the very simple three-word sentence, God is love. Mm-hmm. So when we get into sensing the energetic essence of the field,
mm-hmm.
that's what love is.
Mm-hmm.
And if we base ourselves and our lives on that, then we will inexorably just move into a reality that is love-based.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we will be able to just transcend the illusions. It's not like we have to break out of something or you know, escape from a prison or whatever. It's simply realizing it's illusion, and it's our own illusion right now.
Right.
So we transcend our own illusions here, and we simply move our consciousness into the flow of the natural universe.
Yes, absolutely. And then where that takes us is a new journey.
And it's infinite. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally infinite. I mean, just turn your imagination loose. What kind of reality? Okay, kids, if you were the infinite creator, what would you do? What kind of world would you create? Well, you are the infinite creator, so what do you choose?
Well, I mean, for myself, it would certainly be one that was totally transparent and operated under different principles which were not based on profit.
Well, you know, if we just make it love-based...
Yeah, then exactly. That's all
you know,
that.
It's always going to boil down to that, because ultimately we're at choice every moment of our lives, and our choices always boil down to choose love or choose fear.
Right. And fear is the mind killer, according to Dune.
Yeah.
Anybody that has followed the Dune series, fear is a mind killer. And
yeah.
So is doubt. Doubting yourself.
Yeah. But to have faith in ourselves as the field. That's
yes, because that's what we are.
Yeah, but if we just spend a little time and just fantasize. I mean, earthlings love to fantasize. Because
well,
it's
until they're given
good.
All the images from Disney to fantasize about.
Well, let's transcend Disney.
Yes, I think we can do that fairly easily, can't we? Yes. Okay, done. We've transcended Disney.
Yeah, and so if you just turn your imagination loose of what you could do if you literally were all-powerful.
Oh, well. There would be some disappearing disappearances on the planet.
Well, you wouldn't even be here.
Well, right. Yes, of course.
I mean, you might be here, so to speak, as in on Earth, but it would be one of the infinite parallel Earths that is love-based, and it's absolutely fun to live in.
Oh, yeah. There has to be a place like that.
Of course, because this is infinity.
Right. And
so the infinite possibilities exist, so what set of the infinite possibilities do we want to move into now?
Well, something that has infinite creativity and all of the divine archetypes like beauty and love and,
Well, what kind of music could we have?
Well, we could have anything.
Right. What kind of art would we have?
Well, just...
We could have anything.
Anything. The most stunning, beautiful images. And we would have the money, or not the money, because we're not using money then.
Exactly.
We would have the energy and the time to do that.
Yes. Once again, we would return to being the creator gods we really are.
Right.
And hence, we would have the natural ability of spontaneous manifestation.
That's right. That's right.
And also, as the Proterians have pointed out, if you're stuck on one planet, you are not free. If you're stuck in one dimension, you are not free. If you're stuck in one embodiment, you are not free. We would have the freedom to come and go. This new Earth that we are co-creating can serve as a launching pad into infinity.
Yes.
We can go anywhere for any length of time. I mean, how many different kinds of space-time continua are there in the midst of infinity? We can have any kind of an experience and come back here anytime we want.
Yes, yes. I think that would be fun.
We can manifest, remanifest, unmanifest, whatever.
Yeah, I like that.
See, that's freedom.
Yes, exactly. It's not just mental freedom and the belief that we have freedom, which is false and it's programmed into us. It is literal freedom to do whatever we are moved to do. And, of course, that includes having integrity.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the thoughts of negativity and destruction would have to be all naturally dissolved because the real world would not contain those things.
Exactly. That's all just matrix programming.
Matrix programming, exactly.
Now, infinity is really kind of cool because you realize it is the field of infinite possibilities, which means it contains literally infinite possibilities. So everything exists.
Yeah.
Including worlds that suck as bad as this one or even worse.
Right. We don't want to go downhill. We've already been down that road.
Yeah, and we've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, we're done.
Oh, yeah, over. Over and out.
Yeah, but see, that whole thing, all these matrices, these artificial matrices that are fear-based, can simply be transcended. It's simple. Just, you know, it's all illusion.
Right.
We just wake up enough, and that's it. Game over.
Right.
So it's not even there.
Right.
It exists, so, you know, and we also proved to ourselves that it exists. We proved to ourselves that it's possible to come in here and think and truly believe that this is reality and you are nothing but a pathetic little snotling from 3D planet Earth.
Yes, that is possible.
And we lived it to the hilt.
Yep, we certainly did.
And we went on round after round after round on the hamster wheel of karma and reincarnation.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, we're done.
Yep, over.
Right. And it's that simple.
Because the future is not, if that particular future that we're talking about continues, it's not going to get any better. It's going to continue to get more confining and disturbing to one's psyche.
Well, it's going to be artificial intelligence. In fact,
exactly.
I was mentioning Putin talking about the artificial intelligence, Yeah, that's right. It was the artificial intelligence. Whoever leads in that is going to rule the world. But he also said, artificial intelligence is the future.
Well, he seems to be clued into some things that we aren't clued into.
Yeah.
And I just noticed on Facebook, there's a company called Futurism, and now Boston Dynamics Atlas Robot can now do a perfect backflip. And he literally jumps and lands on his feet. He does a backflip.
Oh, good.
Yeah, isn't that exciting? Coming to a city near you.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time. It's 7:54, and this has gone pretty quick, even though it's not our usual, nothing is our usual thing. Do you have anything that you want to share about your doing events or readings at the last minute so that we can let people know about those?
Okay, yeah, we can do that. I don't have any major events on the schedule right now,
okay. But
I am still doing readings. My favorite is the Soul Purpose reading. That's why it's soulpurposereadings.com.
Oh, yeah.
And it is that mathematical encoding created the day you were born. And that's your blueprint, that's your game plan for this life. Because your spirit coming in here knew you were going to get your bell rung when you crash-landed on the planet at birth.
Right.
And you were going to go through this thing called growing up, and good luck with that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're going to get tossed out into this rat race, and, and eventually maybe you'd say, no, wait a minute, why did I think this was a good idea?
You're right, exactly.
Why did I come in here? I had, oh, dear. And so there is a purpose, and a lot of this is based on the old Pythagorean numerology. And Pythagoras was one of those really cool thinkers of the ancient world who was putting the WTF out to the universe.
Oh, good.
Because he wanted to know the method to the madness. Because even back then, 2,500 years ago, the madness was really obvious, but the method was not.
Oh, yes. Well,
yes.
The madness will be obvious again. We needn't worry about that.
Yes. The madness is getting more obvious. In fact, it's being rubbed in our faces more and more by the minute. And so with this, we pan the camera back off the planet, out of this dimension. We look at it from the perspective of the soul itself coming into the incarnation.
Right, right. Well, I highly recommend your soul purpose readings. I've had many, and a good friend of mine just had one, and she was raving about it. So anybody that wants to have a good reading, this is the place to get one. And I thank you so much for being on again, Tim. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, this was fun. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. We have a blast. And we'll be talking again soon. I'm sure
okay,
there will be more
good.
For us to talk about.
I'm sure the circus will be amping it up out there.
Oh, yes. All right, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.